This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, let's also say hello and thank you to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as everybody helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working the oil rigs out there tonight, thank you very much for everything that you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. You can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. While you're over there, click on the like button and then get in the chat room and converse with us just like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. All right, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I see we lost a couple of Navy pilots from the Naval Air Station in Pensacola in Alabama with a plane crash.
Correct.
Okay. When did that happen? Because I just now saw it.
I don't know. I think it happened
late yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because our thoughts and prayers go along with the Navy pilots from Pensacola. That's been a troublesome station lately with the shooting back in January and all that. What a shame. Okay. Well, let's go to what it is that you did. Now, you wrote a very interesting little article. It's basically another expose that's come out with some information that I haven't heard anybody talking about called Meet the Law Firms Representing Black Lives Matter. So take it away.
There's an organization that was created back in the 1930s called the National Lawyers Guild. The National Lawyers Guild was founded by members of the Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really quite interesting because this was later kind of moving into the McCarthy era and, you know, the whole House Un-American Activities Committee. Okay, so now we have a communist lawyers organization called the National Lawyers Guild. Well, the National Lawyers Guild has chapters all over the United States. Some of them are really quite busy. I would suggest that your listeners understand that Chesa Boudin, who is related to Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn,
well,
and is now the district attorney in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
is the one that doesn't want to prosecute anybody.
Right, right.
So he himself is a communist.
He's also, isn't he the one that's also a Muslim? They made a big thing over that?
No.
No? All right. Okay. All right.
Anyway, he is a member of the National Lawyers Guild.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the National Lawyers Guild in the Washington, D.C. chapter is a very busy one because every day, you know, there are protests and there are demonstrations in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
And on their own website, it says that the National Lawyers Guild in Washington, D.C. is involved in progressive, radical, and left-wing struggles and causes. Now, and that includes the fact that they have given, and they continue to give, professional legal services to the entire Black Lives Matter movement.
Wow.
Precisely. Now, what's particularly fascinating is that the lawyers that work there, the legal workers, the law students, and anybody else that is part of the National Lawyers Guild, they go through training. And there's a formalized training process. And the training process is for observers. And then any of the demonstrations can have, they can request observers, but if they don't, in a lot of the bigger demonstrations, including those that we have seen with Black Lives Matter / Antifa, they send observers into these demonstrations. And there they are filming and giving advice to the demonstrators.
Uh-huh.
Certainly in this case, against, law enforcement. Okay, so we have now established what the National Lawyers Guild is all about. Mm-hmm. And they themselves have their own objective, which is know that you're right when it comes to, and they teach those kinds of things in their training and their workshop, and that they also will help them with setting up and running jails, local jails, because they put pressure on local police, and then they give bail support. Okay. So now that we've established that we have the National Lawyers Guild and how interesting this movement is with Black Lives Matter, they also get involved in things like immigration.
Wonderful.
Now, there's another one that's out there, and this one's called Law for Black Lives. And according to their website, they are a national community of radical lawyers and legal workers committed to transforming the law and building power of organizing to defend, protect, and advance black liberation across the globe. Now, this particular, and these all work together, this one was founded by a woman. Oh, I'll do it on the other side.
All righty, you hear it coming. Okay, all right. And folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hey, you want to be a legal observer? Maybe this is the way to do it. We'll tell you about that. It's all in the article. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolling along with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Flash out to you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you tonight by the Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, they're back, and they're better than ever. And Saturday and Sunday this week, we will be down in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and I will be there. And Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and I will be there. Now, we're going to have a good old time because one of the things about these gun shows is you can shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment and get some government surplus and some outdoor supplies and whatnot. The private collections that are there, that Two Guys Shows always embraces. They've got knives. There were some World War II knives from Japanese soldiers and whatnot, the samurai swords and all that that were there. I saw being sold last week. So there's a lot of different things there. Plus, you never know if there's going to be somebody here with fishing equipment or whatnot, like we did down in Port Charlotte when we were down there. So I want you to stop on by, if you can, Saturday and Sunday, the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. That's the Robarts Arena, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. And for more information, go to the website, twoguysshows.com. That's twoguysshows.com. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning. You wanted to finish what you were saying.
Yeah, so the other law firm is Law for Black Lives. And this one has an executive director by the name of Marbury Staley Butts. Now, she is a former Soros Justice Fellow and policy advocate for the Center for Popular Democracy. So her Soros Justice work focused on developing police reforms. So now you're beginning to see where some of this is coming from, by organizing them from the bottom and working with families affected by aggressive policing practices. Okay? Now, they do the same thing. They do this training, and they work on eliminating militarization and criminalization and surveillance by law enforcement. Now, here's what's kind of interesting is that before Little Miss Marbury Staley Butts went to law school, she worked in Zimbabwe organizing communities impacted by violence and taught at the Nelson Mandela Alma Mater in South Africa. But she also is a city council advisor to Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Wow.
So I'm just telling you, if you understand how where all these peace parts are necessarily coming from, and how the Democrat caucus and the Congressional Black Caucus and media all kind of hone in on two or three talking points,
mm-hmm.
especially the walk that, you know, President Trump took last week through Lafayette Park to go over to the church. This is where this stuff comes from, because they compile this from their observers. They say, and they pinpoint certain things, and then they send out these little memos to media and to, you know, selected members of Congress to concoct or create a larger scandal. So it's very important. I mean, the National Lawyers Guild is communist.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, there's a lot of things going on here that people have to understand. We're going all the way back to the 1960s with some of this stuff, the roots as to how it got back to the forefront again. And we're back. Now, what we didn't see back then that people don't understand, some of them, is we didn't have the instantaneous, now you see it news the second it was happening, correct?
Correct.
So now you got all this stuff out there, and it's in the forefront all the time with the Facebooks and the YouTubes and television. When they see something going on, they'll break in and they'll put it out there. And the thing of it is it's really giving them an opportunity to be able to get on the airwaves a lot easier than what it would have been, say, 40, 50 years ago.
Correct.
So that being said, I got the list here. Some of these companies we were just talking about and what you're talking about, and it goes hand in hand with this. Let me just read about 10 of these companies off the bat. Number one, at the top of the list, I might add, the Academy, known as the Oscars. That's the Academy Awards, right?
Yep.
Adidas, Alaska Airlines, Amazon, American Airlines, American Express, Apple Music, AT&T, Atlantic Records, Barnes & Noble, Bank of America, Bayer, Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, BMW, Burger King, Cadillac, and I haven't even scratched the surface. Those are all companies giving money to Black Lives Matter.
A lot of it's done by extortion, because if they don't contribute, then what will happen? Well, we saw what happened on May the 31st, didn't we?
Sure did.
They'll protest, they'll loot, they'll do graffiti. I mean, that's where you are.
By the way, Target's on that list, and they went in there and torched some of their stores, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah, Target's on the list, so that didn't work for them too good. Now, I believe yesterday we had one of the largest drops of the Dow, 1,800 points, over the fears that the virus was coming back. Because I watched the story. There was a story about Florida that said, Florida's cases are up 70,000, rates up, blah, 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 and all that stuff. No, it's the testing. People tested positive. It didn't mean that people were coming down with it, because the hospitalization is not... it's still below the 5% level that they're talking about. It's at 4%. But they're trying to make this sound every which way that things are not the way they are. When the president puts out a good report, they put out a bad report.
Yeah. Yep.
So I don't know what we're going to do. But anyway, and by the way, attacking Christopher Columbus statues across the country. How's that working out? Not too good for the statue, but, you know, I mean, people are sitting there going, what the hell is this?
Well, you know, they want to rename some military bases, and they may necessarily end up renaming some states and some cities / capitals across the United States if they want to go down that path. Pelosi wants to remove 11 statues in the Capitol building.
Mm-hmm. She forgot why those were in there to begin with, I guess.
Well, I mean, it didn't become a problem until this week, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know. The country is upside down and backwards, and what we have to do is we have to understand that we know that this is the fundamental transformation of America. We know what they're trying to do, and we just have to outsmart them and just sit here and say, okay, we're not going to let you do it.
Well, in some cases, it may not have a choice, but, you know, renaming the bases will be kind of interesting. You got Joint Chief Milley. He's up for that consideration and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't like, because, I mean, you're erasing history. Anyway, we already know that.
Yes.
We're canceling history.
Yeah, we're definitely. Now, the government is planning on monitoring, well, they did monitor some of the George Floyd protests across the country very quietly with drones. Nobody said a word about that. But now we find out that the drones were up there watching what was going on. And some of these drones have the facial recognition on them to where they were trying to identify people that way, I believe. And now we're being told that Google is not going to let them use the facial recognition for, what, a month or two or something like that?
They're not going to use facial recognition to cooperate with law enforcement, which also includes IBM and Amazon.
Wow. Well, gotta love these pro-American countries, huh?
Companies, yeah.
Yeah, our companies. All right, now Tesla has approached a unique milestone. They're now the world's most valuable car maker.
Okay.
Didn't know the electric cars would get make that much money that quick now, did you?
Well, is that on paper? Is that with, you know?
Probably.
I don't think it's the same. Exactly.
No, probably on paper. It's probably just the way they're doing it. And the other thing is, before we have to part company here, the Health and Human Services Secretary, Mr. Azar, said that we have a 6-part strategy to combat future outbreaks of the virus. Well, we may find out now, might we?
I hope so.
All righty. I will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. You have yourself a great day up there, and don't mow too much grass.
Okay.
All right, and I just now saw your note. All right. Okay, well, she sent me a little note there, and I didn't catch it until, like, right now. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After days of protests following the death of George Floyd, Seattle police left the boarded up East Precinct building as a crowd of anti-police protesters set up barricades in the surrounding area. And President Trump said Seattle will not be occupied by anarchists.
Let's see what's going on in Seattle. I will tell you, if they don't straighten that situation out, we're going to straighten it out. We're not going to let Seattle be occupied by anarchists. We're not going to let this happen in Seattle. If we have to go in, we're going to go in. The governor's either going to do it, but one way or the other, it's going to get done. These people are not going to occupy a major portion of a great city.
In the interview on Fox News, the president also described Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan's handling of the situation as pathetic and asked, has she ever even done this before? He also called on Governor Jay Inslee to send in the National Guard, saying he's got great national troops, so he can do it. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. There are two locations to serve you. We're going to tell you all about them and those locations here in a minute. But first, we're going to let the National Aviation Academy tell you all about themselves, what it is they do, and what they can do for you to give you a high-paying, in-demand job. And here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we all know that there's certainly jobs that are not going to come back right now, and people are going to be looking for work. Maybe they're going to want to be retrained. If you happen to be a veteran, number one, I'm going to talk to the veterans first. If you're post 9/11, you're probably going to be able to use your educational benefits to become an aviation maintenance tech, no problems whatsoever. Now, if you're pre 9/11, you may have to go the educational loan route, because you probably already used up your benefits, just guessing, but there is a way to be able to go to classes and become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, here's why you'd want to do that. First of all, you'll start out around $60,000 a year for just a basic 40-hour-a-week job. Now, if you want to apply yourself, if you want to do a little bit more work, if you want to do whatever, it's all going to be there because there's literally thousands of airplanes sitting around the world right now that need to be recertified to put them back up in the air again. So that's the situation we have right now. And it's going to take a lot of aviation maintenance techs to do it because that's what they do. Now, you can go to one of their two campuses. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And you can go to one of those campuses and take a tour and see what they have to offer. So the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then if you want to take a tour at one of their two campuses, call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. So there you go. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a tremendous opportunity for you there. And I've had a lot of people thank me for it afterwards. Well, the United States Army leadership is going to be assessing a policy that could ban Confederate flags, similar to what the Navy and Marine Corps have now established, and will make an announcement soon, according to a representative of the Department of the Army. In addition, Army advisors headed to Afghanistan are currently preparing at the Joint Readiness Training Command Center at Fort Polk, Louisiana. That's also where they have the jungle survival class in school. And a rotation there has the coronavirus pandemic factored in, which is why they're there, where they just go over there. Now, the Army's improved turbine engine program is facing a critical stretch, which will be to determine whether or not testing on the engine will occur on time or be delayed thanks to challenges relating with the COVID-19 pandemic. Also, the Army Futures Commander is making a list of what the service's 34 top priority programs to sacrifice first are and which programs outside the top 34 he has to save. We'll see what General Murray is able to do. Also, new Army second lieutenants are back at West Point for the Trump graduation address. They've already received their commissions, but after returning under highly restrictive pandemic condition, members of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point's class of 2020 are already U.S. Army officers as they await Saturday's mandatory graduation ceremony because they were already, on paper anyway, graduated. But now it'll be done officially with a service, if you will. That's quite the thing to watch, too. Oh, by the way, the USS Destroyer Kid left San Diego and resumed its scheduled deployment. Now, after a six-week detour due to a COVID-19 outbreak, the guided missile destroyer Kid is back in action. Now, if the Navy isn't careful, its new unmanned tanker drone could face a three-year delay. Now, this is the U.S. Navy testing the MQ-25 Stingray carrier-based tanking drone. And if it isn't designated, doesn't get it designated as a test ship through the required modernizations in time, the Navy said that it'll take a few more years, maybe three, to get into the program. And we'll see how that works out. Also, three Chinese nationals were sentenced for taking photos on the Navy base, Pensacola and Key West. They were found guilty back in the January for something they did before then, taking photos of the base and different things at the installation. They tried to say they had no idea they couldn't do that, but the equipment they had was too elaborate and too phony. And I believe that came right out of right out of one of our friends over there in the Southeast Asian area. Now, the U.S. Air Force Inspector General wants to hear from a broad range of airmen as they try to identify racial biases in the service's justice and professional development system to see if there's any of that going on. Also, a pilot with the call sign Banzai is the first woman to fly the F-35 in combat. Kudos to her for doing that. And the Chief of Air Force Material Command is disappointed and frustrated that 25% of his responders on climate surveys are now no longer eligible to do that. Also, a bullet taken from the skull of a woman whose body was discovered in northern Arizona, come to find out, was fired by a rifle owned by an Air Force airman charged in her death. What a shame. And the U.S. Air Force is in the early stages of developing artificial intelligence, AI, hardened against enemy attacks to command enemy aircraft in partnership with human pilots. So we'll see where all that goes. That's on the drawing board to show up here pretty quick. They'll be testing it. And the U.S. Air Force also is in the early stages of developing artificial intelligence algorithms, which are hardened against enemy attacks to command aircraft in partnership with human pilots. Now, the National Guard, not to be outdone, one of the nation's top medical centers and advisors on the U.S. response to the novel coronavirus pandemic, said seeing troops test positive for COVID-19 after responding to protests are likely a sign of more to come. Well, we'll wait and see. Because I was there yesterday. No, it wasn't yesterday. When was it? Oh, Sunday. It was Sunday I saw him. I actually saw somebody that was getting a phone call that was on duty at a location I was at. And they had to answer, like, it was like the 20 questions answer, if you will. And Coast Guards, more than 200 Coast Guard Academy cadets, have returned to the campus for the first time since early March to prepare for summer training assignments across the country. How about that? A lot of good things going on. I enjoy talking about the people in the Service Academy because, to me, they can do no wrong. They can just do no wrong. Now, I will tell you that Chris Markowski and I are going to be talking about something totally different when he comes in here to speak, or on the phone, rather. You'll hear him on the phone. Now, his Skype is really good. It's going to sound like he's sitting right here talking to me, which isn't the case, but still get a chance to hear him. Now, also, the weather today isn't going to be too shabby, so if you got something planned, get on outdoors and do it. And we'll tell you all about the Truckers Highway and Byway report here. In the next hour, we'll have one last final report of that. Okay, I'm coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, too.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
All righty, and this conversation I'm about to have with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is being brought to you by our very good friends at Relief Factor. Now, that's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. Now, you can go over and take a look at the little tutorial, 2.5 minutes long, the little video that they've got on the website they gave me. It's called relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And after you take a look at that, look at the Relief Factor 3-week quick start that's right there. It only costs $19.95. Now, I've been taking the product for 4 years, and it works for me. I take one in the morning, and I take one around midnight at night. It cuts the edge on the pain that I constantly have because I have arthritis now. Back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, any of the above, you're going to get relief for sure with this. Muscle aches and pain from general daily activities, yep, you're going to get relief there too. If you do a workout, if you're going to a health club or something like that, you're doing a workout and you got aches and pains, can't get rid of them, Relief Factor will help you. Guarantee it. So, the Relief Factor 3-week quick start for $19.95. You find it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Well, joining us right now, we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, the jobless claims last week We're above 1.5 million for the 11th straight week, but you're declining.
Yeah, it was the numbers were bad. Yet, well, they're bad, but they weren't horrific yesterday, and they're kind of expected to be heading in this direction. And like I said, if there wasn't any $2,400 a month in federal unemployment, the numbers would be much better. Many people are just waiting it out until that unemployment runs out, because it's a significant amount of money, and many people are making more money not working than they would be if they were working. So that's playing a major issue in unemployment right now.
Yeah, they get $600 on top of the regular unemployment. In some cases, that gives them more money to be unemployed than it did to be working. And when it runs out, it's going to run out. I hope they're not going to renew it.
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to change it, tinker with it. I have no idea, but it can't continue the way that they're doing it now. It just can't. It's too difficult on businesses.
What would you say if I told you the following corporations were involved in something? Let me tell you who they are here. Capitol Records, Cartoon Network, Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, Cisco, Citigroup, Coca-Cola, and then Corsair, and then you've got CVS, you got DHL Express, Dell, DirecTV, Disney, Doritos, DoorDash, E-News, eBay, ESPN, FedEx, Foot Locker, Formula One, Fox, and Frosted Mini Wheats. What do they all have in common?
Well, listen, I know they're part of that list of companies that's giving to Black Lives Matter. And what's the difference between that and back in the day when they were giving to Rainbow Push?
Well, there isn't.
Jesse mm-hmm. Jackson, Al Sharpton would shake down companies all the time. And, yeah. You know, these companies don't want to, you know, be caught in the crosshairs and, you know, being pointed out and boycotted and all that for not giving money. It's a bit of a shakedown, as we all know, and they're going to give money. It's just the way it is. I mean, Black Lives Matter looks like it's, you know, going to become almost a political party.
I think it could be. Yeah. Now, I also think of something else here when I think of all of this. Al Sharpton just gave the eulogy at the funeral for George Floyd, correct?
Yes.
I had a friend of mine, matter of fact, it was my one of my callers, called up and said that they would bet me that Al Sharpton got a minimum of $5 million for doing that from all the different people that he would turn around and go to and say, you know, by the way, we need some money for our, you know, and he's, what the heck is he? I forget the name of his deal.
I'll come to me in a second, the name of his thing there. I know Jackson's was Rainbow Push.
I
can't remember off the top of my head. It wouldn't surprise me if he got money for doing that. Not at all. That's just the way that they operate.
Now, we've been talking about there, and by the way, you're hearing conversations about the fact that there's some spikes of the of coronavirus now going on around the country. Now, what the spike means is that more people are testing positive. Doesn't mean they've got it. It just means they're testing positive, because we got a bunch of asymmetric people walking around that just don't have it, and they may never get it. And the White House is now seeing that one of the sources of the spike is, once again, where we talked about it, I think you and I talked about it in the last few days, Mexico. It's the workers coming in to harvest the crops.
It might be, they've talked about that in regards to some of the migrant workers having, being infected and it actually spreading the disease. The reality is that the disease is becoming less and less deadly. The hospitals are doing a much better job in handling the disease and knowing how to handle disease when people get sick from it. We knew that cases were going to spike as the country opens up. There's no doubt about that. That was going to happen to some degree. Let me tell you what's going to happen, Matt. And this is a political move. The media wants people scared. They don't want the country to open up. That's the last thing in the world.
Right.
If the economy comes back and the stock market comes back and people get back to work and we get back to some sense of normalcy, that is good for the current administration. They don't want that. They would much, much rather have the country shut down and rolling shutdowns and all sorts of issues going on, because that basically almost assured the fact that Donald Trump will lose. You know, love Trump, hate Trump, whatever it may be, we do know what side the media comes down and the powers that be. It is what it is. Basically, what's good for the country is bad for the people that want to be coming into power at this point in time, and they're trying to jump all over this opportunity. This is why they continue to push this second wave. We're not shutting the country down again. We're going to have to deal with this. It's apart right now. You might want to say that the COVID-19 is not so much of a pandemic, but it's endemic at this point in time. It's going to be around. It's going to be like the flu, and we're going to have to deal with it.
Now, Seattle is having problems, granted.
That's an understatement.
They're going to add to their problems. Guess what just came over the television screen not 10 seconds ago? The Seattle Seahawks are considering signing Colin Kaepernick.
Listen, I don't know if that's going to be problems. I don't know what's going to happen when the NFL opens up. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of individual protests, and it is what it is. I'm in the free speech business. I might not like what somebody does, but they say it's the right to do it. I do understand, though, if you work for a certain organization, and they say you have to do a certain thing because they're paying you, you have to do that. It's kind of like if you play for the Yankees, you can't have facial hair. I remember Jerry Jones said, for his Cowboys, nobody's going to take a knee during the national anthem. That's his, that's his business. That's his company.
That's right.
You got to follow his rules. I'm sure they're going to be relaxed to some degree, because of the pressure at this point in time. If Colin Kaepernick is good enough to play, he can play.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's playing. I don't think it has a lot more to do with his ability than anything else, because these teams want to win.
Yeah. Now, we have received some tremendous news down here in Florida, and I don't know if you're going to get involved like you did in 2012, because you were here then, you're not now. But the RNC announced last night that Jacksonville will host the presidential convention, the nominating convention for the Republican National Committee, and it'll be at the Spectrum Arena in Jacksonville. How about them apples?
I'm not familiar with the Spectrum Arena.
Downtown, not very far away from the football stadium.
Okay. Do they have is there a sports team that's affiliated with that?
Let's see. The Jacksonville Jaguars are in the football stadium, and they're, what the heck are they, Jacksonville University or something like that? They play basketball there. They've had a major,
okay.
It's a good-sized arena. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great for Jacksonville. It's going to be great for the area. I think probably the concern is going to be whether there's enough hotels downtown to handle the influx there in Jacksonville. Jacksonville's spread out.
They're going to bring in cruise ships, I've been told.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yep. Get a chance to be on a cruise ship. All right. I will let you go. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. In the meantime, stay low up there and don't catch too many fish.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. There you go. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And I'll be right back right after the top of the hour break with Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.